أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأتموا الحج والعمرة لله، فإن أحصرتم فما استيسر من الهدي، ولا تحلقوا رؤوسكم حتى يبلغ الهدي محله، فمن كان منكم مريضا أو به أذى من رأسه ففدية من صيام أو صدقة أو نسك، فإذا أمنتم فمن تمتع بالعمرة إلى الحج فما استيسر من الهدي، فمن لم يجد فصيام 3 أيام في الحج و7 إذا رجعتم، تلك 10 كاملة، ذلك لمن لم يكن أهله حاضر المسجد الحرام، واتقوا الله واعلموا أن الله شديد العقاب. الحج أشهر معلومات، فمن فرض فيهن الحج فلا رفث ولا فسوق ولا جدال في الحج، وما تفعلوا من خير يعلمه الله، وتزودوا فإن خير الزاد التقوى، واتقون يا أولي الألباب. صدق الله العظيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. اللهم حكيم الله تقصد رحمة الله عليه. إن زمان في الأشعار في السياق تم نہیں حاصل تو کچھ حاصل نہیں، تم ہو گئے حاصل تو سب حاصل ہو گئے. سلمان says تم نہیں حاصل تو کچھ حاصل نہیں. If a person doesn't get Allah, he gets nothing. And if a person finds Allah and he gets Allah, then he's got everything. It's the same thing. Yeah, well, Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi, we heard him saying this again and again. حَفْلِ مِنَّكَ فَتَعْفُ يُنِكَ اپنے ملنے کا پتا کوئی نشان تو بتا دے مجھ کو اے رب جہاں. And again, in another, some other story, جو تو میرا تو سب میرا. You are mine and everything is mine. فلک میرا زمین میری. The heavens are also mine. The زمین, earth is also mine. And اگر ایک تو نہیں میرا, if you are not mine, تو کوئی شے نہیں میری. Then nothing is mine. If Allah is ours, then everything is ours, inshaAllah. Then further, Hazrat Allah says, سَيْكَرُوا غَمْسَ يَلِي كُنْكُ نَجَاتُ جَوْ تُمْهَارِ دَرْدَ كَيْ حَامِلْ بُوَي. Any person who makes Allah Ta'ala happy and Allah pleases Allah Ta'ala and his life is for Allah, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمُمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. He becomes Allah's. And he makes Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala happy, doesn't disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then such a person Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives him relief and release from all gham, all worries. All worries, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives him release from all it. Then Hazrat Allah says, Aapatak lai jo mode ranjo gham. One more thing there, you will see that people who turn away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, same guru, gham se mili, unko najat, so tumhare dard ke haamil huye. One more shah there, that goes along with us. Shahon ke saron mein, jo taj gira se, shahon ke saron mein, taj gira se, dard sa aksar rehta hai, this is part of this. Shahon ke saron mein, taj gira se, dard sa aksar rehta hai. اور اہل وفا کے سینوں میں ایک نور کا دریا رہتا ہے. Exactly that. There's a person who has everything of the dunya, a king also. You see that all the time he's parishan, he's worried, and there is always a pain, you know, he's suffering from pain because of the heaviness of the of the crown that is on his head because of the heaviness of all the dunya's worries that he's got. And you see the Ahle Wafa, the Allah Wala people. In their heart there is one noor ka ek darja kehta hai, there is a river of noor flowing in their hearts. Allah Ta'ala make us from among them. Aap tak jo lai jo mauje ranjo gham, aap tak lai jo mauje ranjo gham, us pe qurbaan sainkro sahil huye. Sometimes Allah Ta'ala puts a person into difficulties. Why Allah Ta'ala wants him to come near him? And then after that Allah Ta'ala gives him release and relief. Allah Ta'ala takes away the difficulty and Allah gives him happiness again. So Allah Ta'ala says that happiness that a person gets, that is sacrificed for all that worry that Allah gave him. It is because of that worries and that difficulty that Allah puts him into that he came close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah Ta'ala says, Dard-e-ishq-e-haq bhi tum haasil karo, laakh tum alim huwe, faazil huwe. It's not enough to just go to the Darul Uloom and become an alim and become a mufti and become whatever you want to. That's not enough. Hazrat Wala says, ke dard-e-ishq-e-haq bhi tum haasil karo, laakh tum alim huwe, faazil huwe. You can be how qualified. You must become qualified, not a problem, but together with that you must stay with the Shaykh also, so that you can get the dard and the true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your heart. Because if that is missing, you can give the best of lectures, you can give the best of bayans, and you can become a great orator also. And you will see that there is a difference between oratory and a lecture of a person who's got sohbat and a person who's got no sohbat. There's definitely a difference between that. And the person who's got no sohbat and he gives bayan, then Hazrat Wala terms it as khush, completely dry, there is no wetness, there is no life in it, there is no ruhaniyat in such a bayan. It can be replete, it can be filled with knowledge also, with a lot of facts also. But it is of great importance, Hazrat Wala says, that a person must have sohbat, so that even if a person speaks simply also, you see it will have an effect on the heart of the world. Because it comes up from the heart. What comes up from the heart hits the heart. And what comes up from the mouth, it doesn't hit the heart. Allah make us give us ikhlas, inshallah. Then Hazrat Wala says, yak zamana, yes, yak zamana sohbate ba awliya. Jisne paaye hai, wohi kamil hue. Yak zamana sohbate ba awliya. Jisne paaye hai, wohi kamil hue. And any person who gets the opportunity of staying with the awliya Allah, and inshallah, that person will attain perfection, inshallah. Dekhte hi dil mera ghabra gaya. Hazrat says, the moment I saw and the moment I heard, I was uneasy. When I became uneasy, for what? When I heard, wa'izani khush jab nazil huye. When the people who gave bayan, and the orators, but there is dryness, there's dryness in their oratory, in their bayan. When they started giving bayan, to mera dil ghabra gaya. Because there's nothing in it. After a bismillah, there's a lot of information in it. We can't say there's nothing in it. There's a lot of information. A person will learn a lot. But then, the effect that it's supposed to have on the heart of a person, it doesn't have that effect. After a bismillah ki tum baate suno. Hazrat Wala says, after a bismillah ki tum baate suno. What do you mean after a bismillah? Bismillah comes from a word, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. What is bismillah? You say, murghe bismillah. When you slaughter a chicken, what happens after you slaughter it, you see in what agony it is, how it jumps from here and flutters from here to there, because the life is coming out, the roof is coming out, life is coming out from there. So Hazrat says about himself that he is bismillah. That Hazrat, that we find Allah Wala, that they are always in agony, they are in pain. In why? First of all, they want to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They yearn to meet Allah, they yearn to be with Allah all the time. That's number one. Number two, when they see people doing wrong, when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is disobeyed, that hurts them a great deal. So they are in agony all the time. And also ruhaniyat. When a person has got ruhaniyat in him, through the sohbat of a shaykh, of a kamil shaykh, then that person also becomes bismillah. So Hazrat says, to listen to Akhtar bismillah. Akhtar, who is in agony all the time, listen to his advisors. Then what will happen if you listen to his advisors, then inshallah you will also become bismillah, inshallah. Allah make us all bismillah, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, we went. I had the opportunity, as well as Allah, also I'll be going in Ramadan to Australia. We went for Tarawih, mashallah. We also had the opportunity to go to Hazrat Wala's Khan Qadeh, Abdul Rahim Ransar Khan Qadeh, mashallah.
تم نہیں حاصل تو کچھ حاصل نہیں تم ہوئے حاصل تو سب حاصل ہوئے تم نہیں حاصل تو کچھ حاصل نہیں حاصل تو سب حاصل ہوئے سے کرو غم سے ملی ان کو نجات سے کرو غم سے ملی ان کو نجات جو تمہارے در حامل ہوئے جو تمہارے درد کے حامل ہوئے تم نہیں حاصل تو کچھ حاصل نہیں تم ہوئے حاصل تو سب حاصل ہوئے آپ تک لائی جو موج رنجو غم آپ تک لائی جو موج رنجو غم اس پہ قربان سے کرو ساحل ہوئے اس پہ قربان سے کرو ساحل ہوئے تم نہیں حاصل تو کچھ حاصل نہیں تم ہوئے حاصل تو سب حاصل ہوئے درد عشق حق بھی تم حاصل کرو درد عشق حق بھی تم حاصل کرو لاکھ تم عالم ہوئے فاضل ہوئے لاکھ تم عالم ہوئے فاضل ہوئے درد عشق حق بھی تم حاصل کرو لاکھ تم عالم ہوئے فاضل ہوئے جب زمانہ صحبت با اولیاء جب زمانہ صحبت با اولیاء جس نے پائی ہے وہی کامل ہوئے جس نے پائی ہے وہی کامل ہوئے تم نہیں حاصل تو کچھ حاصل نہیں تم ہوئے حاصل تو سب حاصل ہوئے دیکھتے ہی دل میرا گھبرا گیا دیکھتے ہی دل میرا گھبرا گیا واعظان خشک جب نازل ہوئے واعظان خشک جب
نازل ہوئے
اختر بسمل کی تم باتیں سنو اختر بسمل کی تم باتیں سنو
جی اٹھو گے تم اگر بسمل ہوئے جی اٹھو گے تم اگر بسمل ہوئے ہم نہیں تم نہیں حاصل تو کچھ حاصل نہیں تم ہوئے حاصل تو سب حاصل ہوئے اللہ
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم لا يصلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فخاض من طيبهن القاه والأفم روح الفدا بقبر أنت ساكنه فيه الأطاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته بكل هول من الأحوال مقتحمي يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن أول بيت وضع للناس للذي ببكة مباركا وهدى للعالمين فيه آيات بينات مقام إبراهيم صدق الله مولانا العظيم. We are now in the mawsim, in the season of Hajj, which the Arabs normally will speak of as mawsim, the season. And this is the great season. Like a businessman would speak of the season when December comes. Now is the season to make money. And he looks forward to that period because that's the time he's going to make a lot of money. For everything there's a season. For hunters, there is a season when they go hunting. For fishermen, there is a season when they go for fishing. All seasons. This is the season of going to Baitul. And as soon as the moon is sighted for Eid after Ramzan, for Ramzan Eid, then already the season of Hajj has started from there already. The Ayyami Hajj, the Ashhuri Hajj have started from there. Nowadays, visas are only given from now, the month of Zulqa'dah. Previously they should give from Shawwal, but now it's only given from Zulqa'dah. And also, it's no more like before, you decide to go for Hajj, you buy your ticket and you go. Now you have to wait perhaps few years also, how many people are waiting for so many years. And then your turn comes and you can go. But anyway, our hearts should be connected to Makkah Sharif and Madinah Sharif. These are the marakis of Islam. And Madinatul Munawwara is the capital of the universe. Where the whole universe, the capital, the king of the world is resting in Madinatul Munawwara. And all Allah Ta'ala's ahkamat, these laws which come on the Kaaba Sharif. And from there they are distributed there. The rahmat of Allah Ta'ala also, from there it is distributed to all the masajid of the world. And then those people who come to the masajid, they get their share from their communities. One time, Haji Ahmed Nakhud Asab, Damat Barakatuhum, his wife saw a dream that whenever he comes from Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Zakaria Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was his Shaykh, whenever he comes from there, he brings a plate, a platter of food for her. So he asked Hazrat the interpretation. Hazrat said, it's simple and straightforward. You come here, you get your spirituality, and you take it home. And you speak about it, you deliver it to the house. So you give it there. So like that, from the masajid, we get our spirituality. If we come here for the right reason, we behave here as we should, everyone gets his share. And it is for that reason it is said that when we leave the masjid, don't make our little group standing around. Don't waste our time on here outside, etc. Then we get that barakat gets lost on the way. And somebody said it very nicely, that after namaz, don't join the PPC. The PPC, Pavement Panchayat Club. And every masjid, and worst of all in Ramadan al-Mubarak, we have the Pavement Panchayat Club. The people go outside and they start talking, and the only condition to enter, to join in that club, is you have to have agarbatti. You start smoking and then you start talking, this imam today made so many mistakes, that one was so slow, that one was too fast, etc. And we will lose everything. And when we start talking like this, with good intention, just to ask, how are you, how's things going? But inadvertently, we fall into riba, into rumor mongering, into all types of things. And then that spirituality, if we got some of it. That is also one thing we must be very concerned about. We all made namaz. Now Ustad Hafiz Muhammad Sallallahu Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say that namaz we have made, but are we concerned whether it's accepted by Allah or not? That's another thing again. When we'll go in the qabr, it mustn't be we think we made whole life namazes. But when we went in the qabr, we see the namazes are not there. May Allah save us. It comes in the hadith part, that when a person makes namaz, after namaz, depends how much his namaz was accepted. Somebody says 10% accepted, somebody says 100% accepted, and somebody, may Allah save us all, and Allah is most merciful and most kind. Somebody's namaz is thrown back on his face, and throw with like a dirty rag, and said, as you destroyed me, may Allah destroy you, may Allah save us all. So namaz is also something that we have to work on. Not just something, Allah Ta'ala did not say, Sallu Salah, so perform your namaz. Aqim is Salah. That means with all its requisites. And in this other simple words, try and perfect your namaz. And if we will do that, then a person's namaz will be moving up all the time. But if we're not concerned, we're just doing our namaz haphazardly, or our thoughts also are not there, our outside postures also are not right, then our namaz won't remain at one level. May Allah save us and protect us. Namaz level will drop down. But when a person has concern and fikr, unless my namaz, I must make it properly, that person's namaz will go up. Like we take a ball and we throw it up. How much force we threw it, the weight, etc., all the things that are relevant to it, it will go up and up. But it will come to a point where it won't go up further. And it won't stay there. The minute it comes to its highest point, it starts coming down again. So like that, if we are not concerned of our namaz, then our namaz, it mustn't happen, then the quality of the namaz starts coming down. So we have to have concern of our namaz, and a person must make effort all the time, have this worry, that how can I improve my namaz? For that one thing, we should read this Fazail-e Namaz, and see how Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali is explained there, the namaz of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Then we will feel that, I've not even made anywhere near the namaz of the great, great buzurgs, how they used to make namaz. What concentration, what devotion they had in their namaz. Then we will also feel that I have to improve my namaz. So all this year we have to make an effort on continuous. So anyway, when a person makes all this effort, and he starts with iman, iman's effort also all the time, Allah reward our Jamaat brothers, their effort mainly is tajdeed-e-iman. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, there is no name for this Jamaat work. He never kept a name. We, before we start work, we worry of the name. Okay? But Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib, he didn't keep. He said, if I should have kept a name, I should have kept it Tajdeed-e-Iman. Renewing, rejuvenating your Iman. To realize that Allah alone is the Jewel. There is nobody else besides Allah Ta'ala. And this effort we have to make like this. See, we read first the kalima, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's our first kalima. That by that a person becomes a Muslim when he reads. And then if we make effort on this kalima, on the oneness of Allah Ta'ala, the tawheed, the oneness of Allah Ta'ala, and the risalah, the messenger that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought Allah's message, and the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then the reality of it will come. And when that reality comes in a person, then automatically now he says what we say in the second kalima. No more la ilaha illallah, ashhadu. Now he's giving evidence that I bear witness. I put my head on the block that there is no other Allah besides one Allah. And that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last and final Rasul of Allah Ta'ala, and he is the perfect model of life for man in that. So this reality, all deen, the whole of deen, we have to keep on making effort. So this is when Allah Ta'ala, when a person makes that effort, then he makes effort on his namaz also. Corrects his namaz also. Then all the other requisites of deen also he fulfills. The last farad to come of the basics of Islam, the five tenets of Islam, was Hajj. Then a person, when he makes effort on this and he goes for Hajj, and he has also one share, he saw a group of people, his own murids, going. He asked them, where are you people going? They said, we are going for Hajj, Baytullah, Nafal Hajj. So he said that, do you know who is Allah? Have you recognized Allah? Whose house are you going to? He said, no, we don't know that. So he said, stay by me for 1 year. As Maulana Rafiq, Jazahumullah Khair, as in that Ash'ar, that if you found Allah, you have found everything. And if you haven't found Allah, you have got nothing. So this our Iman, we have to find Allah. So that Shaykh worked on them, that who is Allah Ta'ala? And in that case, a person goes for Hajj Baytullah and he makes tawaf, then he will find a complete difference and enjoyment in that tawaf. And if we learn the basic du'as of tawaf, we're just right from the start, labbaik, that a person, Allah, you call me, I'm present here. Labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik, inna alhamda wal ni'mata lak wal mulk la sharika lak. Just all the time, as soon as you have put on your ihram, you start with labbaik. And the more labbaik we read, the more valuable our hajj also becomes. And this is, you are saying, according to Arabic grammar, labbaik, in other words, that you, Allah, like you are seeing Allah present. Not that but you, I've come, you call me, I'm present here. So when that feeling comes, and then when you see the, especially for those people who are going the first time, you see the haram. And then the awe of the haram, and the crowd, the people, and if everyone is in that mood of hajj, and everyone is in a haram. And when you enter the Haram Sharif, and as you go forward, and we should, if we learn all this, then we will have that enjoyment. And if you have somebody with you to guide you who went before, much, much more better. Then you enter the Haram Sharif, and you try and keep your gazes low, so that at an awkward place, your first gaze doesn't fall on the Kaaba Sharif. When you find a nice little corner, there the person tells you, now look, and you see in front of you Kaaba Sharif. And that dua which you make at that time. So if you are little in a nice quiet corner, you can make a nice dua. Then that first dua, when your eyes fall on the Kaaba Sharif, the first dua you make, the duas you make at that time, Abu Stajaba. So those duas, a person must, Abu Ustad, Hafiz of Rahman, Niyasab Rahmatullah Ali, told us once, that like a person, when he goes shopping, he makes a list, a shopping list. You mustn't forget this, mustn't forget this. He says when you go for Hajj, make a dua list. That I mustn't forget to ask this, I mustn't forget to ask this, I mustn't forget to ask this. Ulama say, when we leave Hajj, especially Arafat is the day of dua in Arafat. When we leave there, And the whole Hajj, Tawaf and Adwas all the time. Safa, Marwa, Adwas all the time. Allah has called us to ask from Him. So when we leave this, then afterwards, once we have left, that feeling mustn't be left in the heart, oh, I forgot to get this. I forgot to make this dua. Like if we go shopping and your wife gave you the list and one thing you didn't bring, she won't see the 20 things you brought. And she's going to take your khabar properly for that one thing you didn't bring. And you know you got a problem there because you didn't forget that one thing. And really, many a husband is such, he'll go shop to shop to find it. And what my wife has asked me, I must bring it all. And he goes and he makes it every effort. If he couldn't get it, as soon as he comes home, he says, Ma, today I couldn't find this. Because he knows if he don't ask for Ma, he's got problems. So more than that, much more than that, when we go for Hajj. And the first time you start off with dua. After when you put on your ihram, is dua. Make dua at that time. When you are now there in the Kaaba, first time, Haji Khayyat Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, was a strong member of the Jamaat, you know, the Jamaat worker, and from after Ramzan, he should give every day after Fajr Bayans in Masjid and Nabawi. 2 days on Hajj, 1 day on Umrah. Again, 2 days on Hajj, 1 day on Umrah. Right till Hajj, close to Hajj. So that the people can learn and understand. So he used to explain that this, when you go there and you have to ask Allah Ta'ala, then ask, pour your heart out to Allah Ta'ala. Allah has called you to take from Him. Like 5 times a day, Allah calls us to masjid. One aspect of it, that Allah wants to give us His rahmat, His barakah. And it comes here in the masjid. We are looking for it in the shops. We are looking for it in the warehouses. We are looking for it in the factories. But Allah's rahmat comes down here. And when we take it from here, Allah makes rozi easy. Our problems of the home, we are trying to solve them by counselors, by having conferences, etc. All those problems are solved here in the masjid. When Allah's rahmat comes, this is where the place. But we don't frequent the masjid like that. And then when a person is in this habit, and how the Shaykh had taught his murids, how this contact with Allah, which one of the people in this ashar was reading it so beautifully, that how a person, that a tu mera tu har shay, you are mine, O Allah, everything is mine. Zameen meri, falak mera, the earth is mine, the heavens are mine. A tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. If you are not mine, nothing is mine. But at the same time also, nice to sing the ash'ar, to explain it also, but we all just made Isha namaz now. We all made 4 for us. We all made 2 sunnahs, 3 witr. Many made more than that also. But how much did we find Allah? In our namaz, how much did we find Allah? From the beginning to the end. Whereas namaz is, which Allah Ta'ala says, أَقِيمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِ, that establish, perfect your namaz solely for my remembrance. But unfortunately, many of us are such, we don't remember Allah Ta'ala at all in our namaz. For everything else comes in our mind. But for that reason is this, we have to make ta'alluq with the shaykh, which Maulana Rafiq was explaining, and in those ash'ar it comes. That when you make that effort and you may do what you have to do on a daily basis, what we have to do, our zikr. And our zikr is shown is so little, very, very little. Many other mashayikh tell today, previously up to 125,000 you have to take Allah's name. 125,000 times a day. Now Bharat Tasbih is famous, which is 1300 times. 1,300 times to take Allah's names in different forms. Ours is very simple. 100 times, La ilaha illallah. 100 times Allah. But I have to ask myself, all of us here, that how many of us are completing this? And if we sing the ash'ar in between, how much more valuable it becomes. But if we don't have so much time, for whatever reason, you can even leave out this. But the basic, and in the Arabic of the word, La ilaha illallah, there is great, great power and strength. So much so that we all know a person who reads La ilaha illallah. Just now, before he read that, a non-Muslim, he was a non-Muslim. Now he has become a Muslim by reading that. That person who was going to Jahannam, now his road is turned to Jannah immediately. That person on whom Allah's anger was, now Allah's rahmat is on that person. So that words are so valuable. And then, just Allahu Akbar. Many of our mashayikh have said that if a person makes zikr and even totally unmindful, those words also have an effect. And then how much more our thoughts are there, our mind is there, so much more we will benefit. So Allah has given us this, and this preparation we have to do. And we don't have to wait till our name comes. That you get a message on your cell phone, SMS, that you are going for Hajj this year. Don't wait for that. Prepare all the time. So that the day the name comes, you are prepared already. All these things are such. To learn, to make namaz is faraz. And then there is a faraz before namaz. Wuzu also. Taharat we have to have also. And there is a faraz before that also. To acquire the knowledge. How to make wudu? What breaks the wudu? That is also faraz. The thing, the mawquf alayh, for what a thing is done and what you need to go there, that is also faraz. So to learn the masail of namaz and how to make a proper namaz, that is also a faraz that we have to learn. And then we have to learn our hajj also. All the other things, our zakat, our Ramadan, our fasting, we have to learn and how to make our fast valuable. Make them what they are called, that we are not just staying hungry, or we are not feasting on the other side. Fasting is in between. You have your sehri also, you have your iftari also, you limit yourself also, and whole day you don't eat, that is fasting. But if we are feasting at the time of iftari, or at the time of sehri, then also we must object. Or if we are just staying hungry, that we're speaking lies with Rosa. It comes in the hadith that if a person, we're not looking after our eyes, our tongue in roza, that person, he has got nothing but just that he stayed hungry. So the reality of things also we have to work on. The outward form also, and then the reality of it also. So the same way with hajj also. Then Allah Ta'ala brings this great and honorable day that a person has entered now Makkah Sharif. And the Kaaba he sees. The Kaaba Sharif outwardly, we all have seen, or we saw the pictures of the Kaaba Sharif. It is no such a building that where a person like an architect, what a building he has put up. What a structure. Just a cube. And it is called Kaaba, that means the thing that is raised up. First it was only water everywhere. Then at the point where the Kaaba is, at that point a little stand came up and it was raised up. Just like the ankles are also called Kaaba. Wasilu Kaabe. Wash your ankles in wudu, including your ankles you have to wash also. Because you see your ankle is also sticking out. It's raised up. So that is Kaaba. And these are two Kaabe. Two raised places. On the right leg and the left leg. So like that, Allah Ta'ala brought this piece of ground. And that is, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali told us many times, that no matter which way, in geography, they try and find the center of the earth in different methods. In whichever method they use, that comes out to be the dead center. Allah Ta'ala made it like that. And how Allah made our Qibla, that from the people of the whole world are facing that place. From the north, they are facing to the south. From the east, they are facing the west. The west, they are facing the east. From the people in the south, they are facing all focus in one place. And that, Haji Khayyat Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, that your whole life you were making your namazes in your masjids, etc. And you were making your niyat facing Qibla. And between you and Qibla were 7,000-8,000 kilometers. There were mountains, there were jungles, there were rivers, but now Allah brought the time, with your eyes you are seeing Kaaba. In other words, what you were cherishing for all the time. With whole life you were saying, Ya Allah, facing the Kaaba. And if our namazes are really made like that, that our heart is at the Kaaba, that when am I going to see the Kaaba? Then when we go and see it, and with that tamanna, with that desire we go, it's a complete different thing. And also we made our dua list. And a person, Allahu Akbar. See, there are many, many of our needs. We all make dua. We ask Allah. What problems we got. What needs we got. We ask Allah Ta'ala. Allah fulfills them also. Many times we see that how our duas are fulfilled also. And those are also innumerable. How many we ask and how Allah is fulfilling them. There is no limit to them. But just think a little bit. There are those needs of ours which we don't even think about. So when we don't think about it, we don't make dua, we don't ask also. But Allah is fulfilling them. All the time Allah is fulfilling them. For example, saliva in the mouth. Who of us really make dua, Ya Allah, let there be saliva in my mouth. But if your mouth dries up, you have a high fever or something, and your tongue becomes like hard, then you know how awkward you feel. That time you'll make dua, but you need it all the time. Our joints, they have to work all the time. Who of us made dua that Ya Allah today, let my joints, let the fluid in the joints work properly, let the cartilages be properly, let all the tendons be properly, all the things. We don't make that dua, but Allah is fulfilling that. And not for 5 people, 5 million people, for the whole world, 7-8 billion. Not the whole world, 7-8 billion, all the animals in the world. All the fish and all the whatever is in the seas, whatever is in the jungles, the mountains Allah is keeping. Allah Akbar. How great is not Allah. Now your Allah has called you to His house. And there now and to ask your needs. Now if we made our list and we go there and then we make dua to Allah Ta'ala. You can leave your list in the hotel room if you want to. You can take it with, but just refresh it. Today, and Allah keeps us there 6 weeks. Nowadays, 3 weeks He keeps us. And then not only when you put your ihram is dua, after that keep on making dua. Now you are in ihram, you are the guest of Allah. And Allah has called you to give. So take now from Allah Ta'ala. Then you go for, or you go to Kaaba Sharif, and then you are making your tawaf. Allahu Akbar. When you start your tawaf, Allahumma inni uridu tawaful baytikal haram fayassirhu li wa taqabbalhu minni. And then you make istilam in that. Allahumma inna hadha al-bayt baytuka wal haram haramuka wal amnu amnuka. And all of that. If we learn those du'as, and if we make little bit effort, even those who don't know Arabic, we learn it and then see the difference of this, of what your Ummah or your Hajj will be. And as you pass from Hajar al-Aswad, you are going towards the door of the Kaaba Sharif, passing the Multazam. Then you are coming to Maqam Ibrahim. Then you are coming to Nizam Rahmat. Allah. But after passing Rukn Shami, you are coming to Maqam Ibrahim, to Qatar of Kaaba Sharif. And if Allah gives us the opportunity, and it is raining there, and we stand under the Qatar and Kaaba, and the rain that came, which is pure water from Allah. And it came on the Haram, it came on the Kaaba. And that water falls on us. Fortunate are those people who got that opportunity. And then in the whole tawaf you are just asking Allah. Like you are like a little child running around the mother, it wants something. Mother, please, I want this, I want this. That one thing is begging over and over. Mother tries its her best to let the child forget about it. But the child is running. So like that, what we want from Allah, we are so to say, running up, Allah is everywhere. Allah knows He knows Him. And we believe in Allah completely as He is. But so to say, you are just now begging. Allah has called you to beg and given you the opportunity to go around and ask Him. So what du'as we have to ask from Allah? In our own language also. We don't just have to make them in Arabic. Labbaik, the first labbaik is for us, wajib. We have to make them read that labbaik. But all the other, and also remember one other great thing, that labbaik is until your eyes fall on the Hajar al-Aswad. Then now, until you put your next ihram on, then you can read labbaik. Many of us become negligent in reading our labbaik also. You got this few hours perhaps, it depends where you're putting on your ihram. You've got this little while to read the labbaik, make the best. And it comes in the Hadith Sharif, in the Kitabs, that when you climb up somewhere, read labbaik. When you climb down, read labbaik. When you meet somebody, read labbaik. When you finish your namaz, read labbaik. Labbaik must be very much. Hazrat Fayyad Sahab, Rahmatullah Ali, used to say that when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was going with the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum for Hajj, then he came and he said, tell your Sahaba to read labbaik loudly. They must raise their voice and read loudly Labbaik. But today we will notice, if we go the first little bit, we got little joy. We hearing Labbaik. After that, everyone is quiet. There is no Labbaik. We should read a lot of Labbaik. Make a lot of du'as. So Allah Ta'ala has called us for Hajj. And fortunate are those people who are going. And in our mind, don't worry about looking at it on your cell phone, the Hajj, etc. And just in our mind, our heart should be there all the time. And if that is there, very fortunate is that person who might be 10,000 kilometers away from the Kaaba Sharif, but his heart is there. And very sadly, Allah forgive us all, guide us all. How many of us, we are there in Makkah Sharif, but we are watching TV, we are watching the news on our cell phone. Allah make it, it doesn't happen that in the Haram also we are watching. Hey, when we have to be looking at the Kaaba, that we are watching the news, what's the political news in our country? And what's the scores of the cricket and soccer? Allah save us from these things. And put our hearts where we are supposed to be. Then of course, then it is going to Mina on the 8th of Zulhijjah, and then on the 9th going to Arafat, and then at night coming to Muzdalifah, spending the night there. Allahu Akbar. What a Hajj Allah has given us. What an ibadah. You might be a multi-millionaire. And what buildings, what palaces, what cars you got. But the night in Muzdalifah, you are spending it in the open. Okay? No sky over you. You are just spending it in the open to show that, Ya Allah, for your sake, I'm prepared to forgo everything. And really Hajj also, when a person goes, and whatever he's got at home, nobody goes but the building, his building also, and his bank balance and his cars, all that is left behind. He made back one suitcase or two suitcases. One bag, two bags that he's going to take. The rest of the things are left. On his credit card, he's got a limit of so much. The other money is here in the bank. That's all what he's gone with. Nothing else there. And then when he goes from Makkah Sharif to Mina, his two bags also he leaves in Makkah. He just takes an overnight there, or just a little bit. That's all what he takes now. So Allah is proving to us that you can live for 1 week on that little bit. And so when you come back, Hazrat Maulana Ahmed Lad Sahab, the Ahmed Karakatun explained this beautiful example. 1 day to go for Hajj, 1 day to come. 5 days of Hajj, 7 days in a week. There is one Yomul Ithnain, Monday. Next week also got Monday. No other 8 day will come. One Friday, Juma, next week will also. So 1 week you could live on that one little bag of yours. Every week is the same days again. So live your whole life like that. If we can make our life simple like this. Hajj should teach us this one great lesson also when we come there, to simplify our life. Not if we are living on a small bag, but at least to come. Well, that is a sign of a Haji. Haji Khayyat Sahib Rahmatullah Ali also used to say, if we come back and we want to increase our dunya, then we are not a haji, but we are paji. That the person who went somewhere else, he didn't make any hajj. If we take the real lessons of the place, and the hajj has come into us, and that you went to Allah's house. And so to say, you met Allah. What a great thing. And then going to Madinatul Munawwara, and going to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That should just stir a person. Hey, that are good. And the Muslims are the only people in the world who know exactly where their Nabi is. And at any time you can get ready and go, and you will be at the distance of 8-10 meters from your Nabi. And your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is alive in his salam. And he hears your salams also. And he replies to your salam also. And this shouldn't be difficult to understand. Today we have a little bit, our minds work like that, there are people, especially during Hajj times, immediately after the namazes, you are not allowed to stand at Rosai Mubarak. And you don't have to move, you will be moved. And the crowd is so much that you will be moved. So a question arises that how does Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hear everyone's salam? When so many people are just moving one way all the time. And if you want to stand, the guards will move you. There is no chance for you to stand. And so how does Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hear? Allah ta'ala made it, he has proved it to us with our own hands. Today with the antenna, the aerial of the cell phones, at this moment, in this area, how many calls are hitting there? And it's redirecting them again. some to Australia, some to Swaziland, some to Petersburg, some to where, continuously. So maybe there's somebody WhatsApping, somebody is sending an email, somebody is whatever else they are doing, continuously, it's just happening all the time. So when man can do this, Allah the Qudrat of who gave man this ability, what is Allah Ta'ala's system? That it is not difficult at all, and everyone's salam gets answered. And very important also, when we go there, make our outside at least such that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will be happy with us. And if we make our inside also, then what to say? We have got that connection, and we come there, As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. And like what we should do, whenever we going to make salatu salam, if it's not makruh time, read 2 rakats of salatu tawbah. Wherever we are in the Arab, and then read 1 tasbih of durood sharif. And then come and be reading durood sharif all the time. As you are going. Don't look around. Don't worry who is doing what with the cell phones and what all other things. We are not inspectors there. And we are not there to see that who's got the ringing tone and who's got this. We have gone for hours. And keep our mind focused that I'm going to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If somebody is coming to meet you and he's talking with that person, this person, you're waiting for him. And he's talking this side, he's looking that side. You feel offended? Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is waiting for somebody. For many people, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sent a message that I'm waiting for you. And he's waiting for you, and you are looking this side, that side. That should not be the case. Focus on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And when we go there, what it means, not too long also, don't occupy the time so much also, not too short also, just nice and reasonably. And a nice salatu salam is written in the kitab, people have made them in cards and all those things. And then we read our salatu salam, and then we carry on, we make our du'as, etc. So Allah has given us this great opportunity. If those are fortunate who are going this year, who are not going this year, or who haven't gone still, may Allah Ta'ala take us, but at least at this time, let our hearts be there. Our hearts must be connected to Makkah Sharif, to Medina Sharif. It mustn't be that we are hardly thinking of Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif. This is the time when the great events of Hajj, the people from all around are coming. Allah Ta'ala has told Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِ. Oh Ibrahim, there was a barren land of Makkah. No Kaaba at that time. Nothing there was at that time. And Allah said to Ibrahim a.s., you call the people, announce and tell the people to come for Hajj. Ibrahim a.s. said that Allah, who is going to hear me? There is no one here. Allah said, your work is to do what I said, you call. My work is to convey them. And Allah conveyed it in such a way that whoever, wherever he was, he heard. Those who were in alam e arwah, only their ruhs were there, their bodies were not, they also heard. And whoever said as many times, labbay, is going so many times. Whether your name comes or not, how many times you said labbay, it was all according to how you called out at that time. And those people are going. One person is going for Hajj. I told him, how come you just went last year? And that makes it easy. And he's gone, he's got whatever type of visa he's got. You can go anytime, and then those people will go like that. Allah will make the means. So may Allah Ta'ala make it such that we also, that spirit of Hajj, that we build our Islam. And we come to the pinnacle, which is the Hajj is called, the pinnacle of Islam, the height of Islam. And we think also of the farewell sermon of Nabi Kareem. What important advices, about 15-20 minutes, more or less, that khutbah was. But what a message for mankind till the day of Qiyamah. Allahu Akbar. Ulama have written so much on that message and they explained it. And it is a message for humanity. Not only for the Muslims, for humanity. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَلْيُبَلِّغِ الشَّاهِدْ مِنْكُمْ الْغَالِ. Those who got this message, convey it and give it to those who haven't got it. Let us also see how much are we. Are we even just giving the message to our children? In our home are we giving the message. Whether it is one very nice excuse to give messages, is have daily ta'aleem in the house. And the rahmat and barakat of Allah comes on such a house. You read a kitab and from there you speak to your children. And Quran Sharif tilawat in our houses. little bit of zikrullah in our houses, in our businesses also, Quran Sharif Tilawat, zikrullah, these are all very vital and essential basics that should be in our lives. So if we will do this, then inshaAllah, the environment will be created in the home. Then if we can, Allah give us tawfiq, we go out with the jamaat in Kashf also. Hey, meet our neighbors, meet our, like that we don't meet them also. With this excuse, we meet the people of our town also, and give it our, on our own go also. If you're the imam, go also and meet a person who you know, is your friend also. But you don't see him commonly in the masjid. With some excuse, go to his house, talk just about half an hour before adhan time, when adhan goes, tell him, it's namaz time, I'm going, so come join me. In this way, slowly, slowly, we try and win one person. Just friends also. Hey, go every day, we're going, make one day in the week, 15 minutes you leave your house early. You visit one friend, and you speak to him, and when it's adhan time, come, let us go today, let's go. And you'll be surprised sometimes how people just get ready. And how many times people will come to you and just tell you, that you told me that one time, since then I'm regular with this now forever. I'm doing it all the time. What an investment. This is the real investment. Hal adullukum ala tijarati. The great investment Allah says that I will show you. The great business I will show you. We know all types of business, furniture business, second-hand cars business, retail, wholesale, many businesses we know. But the business of akhirah, unfortunately, that we are lacking. That also we should know. So what a real message I'm trying to give to myself and to all of us, that if we are going for Hajj, Mubarak, and prepare. All of us prepare. And in the meantime, connect our hearts. On a daily basis, in our du'as, make du'a for the Hajjis. We know sometimes some mishaps happen, and Allah Ta'ala says, protect us all. Make du'a, Allah, protect the Pak places from all these things. Make du'a that Allah makes the Hajj easy for every person. Allah gives the full benefit to every person. Allah accepts it fully from every person. And may Allah Ta'ala bless us with this reality and grant us closeness to Him. And on the day of Qiyamah, where we will, may Allah make it that we drink from House Khawsa. Hazrat Maulana Yusuf bin Nuri Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said that when we are on the way to Madinatul Munawwara, try and read 1,000 times the surah Inna A'tainaka al-Kawthar. It doesn't take long. It's the shortest surah in the Quran Sharif. And if you are going even by flight, while you are checking in at Jeddah, and you are on the plane, and when you reach the hotel, you have completed your 1,000. If you are going by car, even more easier. You complete, doesn't take so long. But then see the difference of that ziyarat, of your going to read Salatul Salam by Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And if we go with a pure heart, to many ulama of different opinions, some say go to Medina Sharif first, and you clean your heart, then you go to Baytullah. Some say go to Baytullah first, and do first your Hajj, your Umrah, and then you go for Ziyarat. Some say first Ziyarat, then this. Yeah, you clean your heart, and you go to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with a clean heart. The object is, may Allah make our hearts. Hey, while we are here, we don't wait till the day we're going for Hajj or Umrah. All the time, the cleanliness of the heart is one of the greatest ibadah. A pure heart. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, Allahumma inni as'aluka ishatan naqiyah. Oh Allah, give me a pure, clean life. May Allah bless us with a pure, clean life. Everyone loves such a life. Little effort is required. Nafs is pulling us to evil all the time. All the temptations. But we try and live a pure, pure life. Followed with that is, ishatan naqiyah, wa meetatan sa'iyah. A peaceful death. If your heart was pure, peaceful death. May Allah bless us all out of His fazl and karam. وَمَرَدًا غَيْرَ مُخْزِيٌ وَلَا فَعَلِيٌ. And a return to Allah, which is not disgraceful and which is not humiliating. May Allah make our return to Allah. So this is the preparation we have to do. If we do it, Alhamdulillah, Allah will bless us with this and take us. May Allah grant it to us all, inshallah.
دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ محمد رسول الله دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کرو ذکرے الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ کوئی بتائے دریاؤں کو ایسی روانی کس نے دی کس نے چمکتا دن بخشائے رات سہانی کس نے دی ننے مننے پودوں کو گلشن میں جوانی کس نے دی وہ یکتا قدرت بھی یکتا ایسا ہے میرا اللہ ایسا ہے میرا اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ کرائے ارض کو گردش میں یوں زیر فلک رکھا کس نے سورج چاند ستاروں میں یہ نور چمک رکھا کس نے لیلا کے پانی چہرے پر ایسا نمک رکھا کس نے خالق حسن کی ہر لہجہ ہے خالق حسن کی ہر لہجہ ہے شان نئی سبحان اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ
ان شاء الله tomorrow night after the Maghrib Salah, the day of Al-Ahad, the Darul Ulum in Al-Ghazal, so we're having our monthly Sha'al in Kilo Masjid. So we're going to humbly request the Darul Ulum to come there, inshallah. And on Yom Al-Ahad, this Sunday morning, from 7 o'clock, for Zohar Salah, our monthly Masjid, also at the Darul Ulum. We request all brothers to participate, inshallah, and to bring as many other brothers as possible.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا حبك اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا وأهلنا ومن الماء البارد اللهم كن لنا واجعلنا لك اللهم كن لنا واجعلنا لك اللهم كن لنا واجعلنا لك اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم اغفر للحاج ولمن استغفر له الحاج اللهم اغفر للحاج ولمن استغفر له الحاج اللهم اغفر للحاج ولمن استغفر له الحاج اللهم اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عن أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم أصلح على أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم خالق أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم أحي الدين كله في العالم كله إلى يوم القيامة واجعلنا سببا لهذا ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.